You have anything to say?
No. It's the longer between I forget things, all things.
I think what Garrett's trying to say is that the longer things happen between things, the creativity plays a problem.
Yes. It's like the theory of creativity that we've just discussed before this, which is that I'm usually like a genius, right? But if even 5 minutes goes by without me being like creating genius stuff, I immediately turn into basically like a homeless person.
Revert to like a little homeless baby.
Yeah. Remember the beginning of The Aviator?
Yeah.
When he's the baby.
Right.
And his mom's doing weird things to him.
Right.
It's like that, but without the creepy mom stuff.
Right.
So I just sort of, I'm standing nude in a shallow pool.
Right.
Doing nothing.
Sort of like 2001.
Yes. Exactly. Okay. Exactly. My life is effectively like movies.
So you feel like the genius, your genius vibe is about to return?
Possibly. Possibly.
Well, here's a question for you. Mm-hmm. What if your genius vibe came back?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you just, because you're a creative genius.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
But you are not creative anymore in the art of podcasts. Mm-hmm. You are creative in the art of water polo.
Wait, which one is water polo? That's where you ride a horse through a river and you hit things with sticks, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. No. It's the one where it's like you play volleyball completely submerged underwater.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never played that. Well, here's the question, I guess. So right now, I'm a billionaire, as we both know. I mean, I make billions.
A metaphorical billionaire. Yeah, your ideas are worth $1 billion.
Yes.
You have approximately $9,000 in your bank account.
Right.
I checked.
Yeah. So, but I'm a metaphorical billionaire. The question is, if I lose my creative genius and I become a water polo genius.
Yeah. You left it dormant so long, it came back as a water polo genius.
Okay. Can I still make $1 billion off that?
And I answered doubtful.
What about endorsements? I mean, there's got to be some, like, I don't know, some fish company would probably endorse me because I'm underwater a lot, and they'd be like,
maybe,
oh, it's the fish guy.
Only if your sports nickname was the Aquaman.
Could I have that?
It's a possibility.
Because that's pretty cool. I'd give up creative genius to become effectively Aquaman.
Right.
Now, do I get the gills, and can I breathe underwater?
No, but all the fish are your friends.
Now a message from our sponsors. This episode is brought to you by Borax. Borax, the stain killer. Borax! It cleans, it shines, great for kitchens and showers. It gets blood out of curtains. Borax, available at Cosbarn. Borax, use it on tiles, ceramic, wood. Gets diarrhea out of business sweaters. Borax! Get it online at diarrheabegone.com. Borax, use it outdoors, indoors, on your boat, on your car. It gets urine out of softshell tacos. Borax! Get it at tacosdonotneedurineinthem.com.
We haven't done a podcast in a very long time. So many things have changed since the last time we've done one.
You're now a woman.
I'm a woman, which it was, you know, they say it's not a painful procedure, but it was. Trust me.
Hey, who did the procedure?
Dr. Flagman. Except then I found out that his real name is Bob, and that
Bob Flagman did your...
Yeah, Bob Flagman.
Doesn't he work at the bagel store down the street?
I thought he was just in the bagel store. That's why I was like, when I walked in, I was like, does anybody know a local reputable transgender surgery doctor? And he was like, hey, I'm Dr. Flegman. And I assumed that. But it turns out he's a doctor of bagels. Like, that's what they call him because he concocts new bagel recipes.
The bagel
recipes.
Store down the street is, Dr. Joe's Bagel Company.
Yeah. And so he makes, like, he's the one who created pancake bagels, which are really good.
Yeah. To his credit, though, if you bring in a broken bagel, he will fix it.
True. True. Do not bring him a broken penis. Because it doesn't turn out at all. Kind of looked like a bagel, though, didn't it?
Guess what happened in the world?
What?
Someone made Maniacal Rage TV shirts.
Seriously? For reals?
Yeah, and guess who made them?
Who?
Me.
Nice.
Yeah.
We can have shirts now.
Yes, we can have shirts now.
Awesome. And so we're going to sell them to other people too, or just us? We're going to hoard them.
Well, we've been hoarding them.
Right.
And now we release them to the public.
Oh.
Yes. So very pretty Maniacal Rage TV or Maniacal Rage podcast, whichever you like, really.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
T-shirts, various colors, all available on mrtvshirts.com.
Nice. Is there green?
There is green.
Is there blue?
There's blue.
Is there other colors like red?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes. Affirmative.
And people can order these with their monies, and they will receive them in the mail, and then they can wear them. And people will be like, what is that awesome t-shirt you're wearing? And they'll say, I bought it at mrtvshirts.com.
Yes. That's exactly how the scenario will play itself out.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Yeah, we accept all currencies.
Awesome. Even like Bangladeshian?
Even Bangladeshis.
Nice.
Is that what they're called?
I think so.
You could also just send us diamonds in the mail and we'll convert it to cash and we'll send you t-shirts.
Yeah, we've always accepted diamonds.
Yeah.
It's a policy of ours. But we are anti-blood diamonds.
Oh, yeah.
They have to be clean. Sure. Clean diamonds.
Yes. None of that bloody diamonds.
Yeah, like nothing from Zales.
Yeah, we saw that Leo DiCaprio movie.
Yes. What was it called?
Blood Diamond.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I would have called that movie Leonardo DiCaprio's African Adventure.
But you should be in movie title thing.
It would have done a lot better, I think.
Yeah, I think that was the name of the book.
Oh, really?
They adapted it from, yeah.
Gotcha.
Oh, and also one of the options is you could customize your own colors.
That's right. That's right. You can choose which color the shirt is, which color the logo is. If you're crazy, you could do yellow on yellow.
You could.
It should just be urine shirt.
And yeah.
It would be kind of pointless.
Make fun of you mercilessly.
But, you know, to each his own.
Yeah, to each his own.
Or her own, I guess, these days.
Yeah, these women and stuff.
MRTVshirts.com.
So the other day, I was begging on the subway, mm-hmm. To get lunch money.
Right.
I don't like using my earned money.
Why would you?
I feel like that's like above being spent on lunch. I feel like, cause you know, that's like my value. That's my gold, you know? So I was begging for money on the subway and, you know, and this lady starts screaming at me. She's upset that I'm begging on the subway. And she pointed out, you know, that I was carrying a MacBook Pro and, that I was wearing brand new, you know, Adidas shoes.
I don't understand.
Yeah, don't quite understand where she was coming from. I was like, these are all great purchases I made. They're pretty cool, actually. I showed her my MacBook Pro. She wasn't really impressed at all.
Oh, she wasn't impressed?
Yeah, I kept asking. And then another guy was saying I was asking for too much. You know?
How much were you asking for?
Oh, just like, you know, $10.
How is that too much?
Yeah, I don't know.
And you're not asking for $1,000.
All the other, you know, homeless people and burn victims kept like harassing me that I get out of the subway. You're stealing my seat, you know, my corner.
What?
Yeah. So I just was causing problems, but I felt like I had the right to be there.
Okay. So why does Bernie Joe have any more right to ask for money than you do? I don't get it. And here's the thing that I don't understand about the whole, like, why not $10? I've been asking for 20.
I think they were mostly upset because people were giving me $20. Exactly.
Of course they would. Here's the thing. You got to think about quality, right? So if you're begging and you're begging for a dime, you don't seem worth giving a dime to.
You got
to
set your goals a little higher.
Exactly. Because when you ask for 10, they're like, oh, $10. This guy clearly thinks he's worth at least $10.
Yeah.
And then they go, you know, I think he is. And they see your new shoes and they're like, those are nice shoes.
Yeah,
this guy dresses well.
You know, I figured people would think, yeah, exactly. People would admire my purchases and want me to make more of them.
Of course. Because if you give a dime to a guy who's wearing a dirty wife beater and short shorts, and he's like got a sack full of half-eaten sandwiches.
Yeah.
It's clear that money's not going anything good.
It's a bad investment.
Exactly.
I am a good investment.
Exactly. We're in a recession. We need people to be spending their money back into the system. Really, you know, liquor stores aren't in a recession. Adidas is.
Yeah.
People need to buy those shoes.
I mean, you know, the homeless, what do they do with their money? They buy, you know, cheap food to keep living.
Right. Like, a piece of chicken? Yeah. And we've got enough chicken.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's not an investment model I can get behind.
This reminds me of last year when the stimulus checks came and everybody was like, oh, I'm going to put my stimulus check toward, you know, my credit card debt, or, oh, I'm going to pay off my, you know, whatever, my medical bills from all that surgery I had to have. I just went right out and bought heroin, just $500 worth of heroin.
Yeah.
And then I took it and I cut it using bleach and I resold it and made like 10 grand.
Yeah, you made a killing
on
that.
A lot. That's stimulus, baby. Because then I took that 10 grand and I just bought crazy stuff I didn't need. I spent $1,000 at Pier 1 on table ornaments.
Yep.
That's stimulus.
That PBS documentary crew was very upset with you.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, they were like, oh, this, you know, we're trying to show that the government made the right choice and the Americans are responsible and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, here's the right choice. Bam, 10K. Bam, Pier 1. Bam, eating at that hibachi place three nights in a row. Like, that's stimulus.
You are the greatest American hero. I'm in line for lunch. How, you know, this is, you know, classic storytelling time.
Yep.
You're in line for lunch. This is when life happens to you. And the guy in front of me turns around and he holds up in his hands $5,000 in cash. He flaps it in my face and says, I got $5,000.
What?
Yeah. In that exact voice, kind of like a cartoon voice. And then he holds up another wad of cash. And he's like, this is my paycheck, and this is my $5,000. I'm not trying to do a Borat impression or anything. That's kind of how he sounded.
I don't, why? Did you ask? Like, why are you doing that, sir?
No, this is even better, though. He sort of realized it was a ridiculous thing to do. He said to me, you can take it from me now, but you better not take it from me later, because then I'll shoot you.
Oh, good. Yeah. Good news for everyone.
Yeah.
So he had $5,000. A paycheck,
mm-hmm.
and apparently a gun.
Yes.
And he's in a store, in a like a deli?
A deli, yeah.
And he's flashing this around.
Flashing the $5,000. What was interesting with the offer was the whole, you better take it now part.
Right. Does that mean if you tried to take it then, he'd been like, well, here it is. But if the second you step outside, he'd just shoot you in the face? I don't understand.
Yeah, maybe he would have stalked me after that. I would have taken it, and then he just would have like stopped and just capped me. Like
capped.
Like some gang movie.
Yeah, that's
some 30s mobster flick.
I don't understand why anyone, with or without a gun, would shake $5,000. Like, there have been times where I got money from an ATM that's on the street, and I get, like, you know, $80. And as soon as it comes out, I'm, like, cradling it so no one sees it, and I immediately put it in my pocket. I don't even count it. I could be short, and I just don't want anyone to know that I have money.
Right.
I don't get why someone would basically say, please rob me, because that's what that feels like.
Yeah. Well, here's my theory on it, because I think you have a good point there, is that maybe he has no friends. And if you just scored $5,000 in cash at that, wouldn't you be kind of excited?
Oh,
and maybe
I
you
see.
Would want to tell someone.
Yeah. So he's hoping you're going to be like, hey, you and I, we should hang out, man. I also have. And then you shake your wad of money.
Right. But it would have been more like $2 and some loose change.
Right.
Yeah, maybe he was just really excited. Because you ever do something fun and you want to tell someone but you have no one to tell?
Yeah.
And you kind of have to like either be shameless or you have to just internalize it and not do anything.
It doesn't get much more shameless than shaking a wad of cash at someone in a deli.
Right.
Like that's pretty, can you imagine if something good happened, you got a raise, you immediately go to a deli. Hey everyone, I got a raise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't talk to me about it outside, though, because I'll shoot you, which makes no sense. Like, why did he, if he was really looking for a friend, was he looking for a deli-only friend?
Maybe he just wanted to shoot someone.
Maybe that was what it was. He was hoping someone would try, you know, like, come on, make an attempt.
He really just bought a new gun and wanted to shoot it.
Uh-huh.
So he was like, ah, here we go. I'll flash some money, and then I'll
bust a cap.
Yeah, I'll shoot the hell out of them.
I'll shoot someone directly in the forehead.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the other thing is, I mean, the only place I can think of that would be safe to shake a wad of money would be in a bank.
Mm-hmm.
Because no one's going to try to take it from you. That's the only place where you can walk into a building of any kind and say, give me $20,000 in cash, and you feel safe while mm-hmm. you're in there. You could count it in front of people. Poor people are walking by the windows outside, and you're just shaking the money like you don't care because there are guards.
Mm-hmm.
And unless, you know, the bank's being robbed, obviously I wouldn't do it. But
yeah.
The second you step outside, You're there's no protection.
Yeah,
you know?
You're just gonna get shot for your money.
None of those security guards are gonna walk outside. They're willing to deal with it. Exactly. When it's inside, they'll do it. They have to.
They have to. They're paid to do it. It's
the
like,
union says.
Right.
But outside.
The most insulting part was that I think this guy has more money than me.
I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna say it right now.
All right.
Ten new episodes.
Ten.
Ten.
Of Lost?
1-0. No, of this show.
Oh, of this show.
That's right.
Honestly, I'd prefer it was like Battlestar Galactica or something. Yeah.
Well, I mean, we could contact them too, and we'll give them 10 more as well.
I was a little excited there for a second, but yeah. This show, okay.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, so sure, it's not A quality, but, you know, D quality.
Yeah, we're a D quality show,
sure.
I think. Yeah,
sure.
Solid D. A solid D.
Solid, yeah. Definitely solid.
Lots of D minus shows.
Oh yeah, we touch D plus sometimes.
Yeah,
we get near there. We're passing. We're not failing. And I say we do it 10 more times. We do a new,
including this one.
So
10 total. So we'll do it 10
nine more times.
All right. So this is a little 10 season.
10
dealio.
Yeah,
here.
This is like season 40. I don't know how many years we've been doing this now.
I like seasons though.
I do remember when we first started, neither of us could grow facial hair, and now you always have a beard, so we must have been doing this for a while.
Yeah, well, we were both pre-pubescent.
Oh, definitely.
When this show started. Definitely.
Now we're post. We're post-pubescent.
Yeah.
And now...
These are the post years, folks.
These are the post years. And I think we did like, I don't know, 30-something episodes, and now we're going to do another, a new season, as it were, as you
seasons
like to call it.
Seasons make me feel important.
Yeah, they do. They feel very... In England, they tend to call them series, you
right.
know?
Right, and we'll dub over...
for the English listeners, yeah.
Yeah.
And we'll do 10 total, 9 more including this one, and that'll be a new season.
Series.
And that's going to be season whatever.
Series.
5 of the podcast.
Yeah, it'll be great.
And we have so many, we've spent the last 6 months in this room doing nothing but creating.
Yeah.
We've just created. We did statues. You made that statue of Lenin, which was just... Mm-hmm. Amazing.
We were on a Russian kick for a while.
Right. I mean, it's an art, you know, like they have very specific lettering and it was very cool. And while we were in this creation mode.
When we called it the Creatorium.
The Creatorium, correct. Yeah. What did we do? We made a two-part pilot an internet television show.
We did.
Called Screwed.
It was called Screwed.
We did two, that was 10 minutes, five
was,
and five.
It was a two-part pilot and then we also made a short film.
We made a short film, that's true, called Forever's Not So Long.
Yeah.
And that we just finished, like, what, 2 months ago, a month and a half ago, something like that. And no one really has seen that.
Yeah.
We're very excited to show that to everyone.
I think a lot of people thought we were just asleep in coffins under our houses.
Yeah. We got a lot of email asking us if we would just please come out of our coffins. But we weren't. We were in the Creatorium.
And creating
we were just
magic.
Churning out magic. Yeah. Yeah. Like, just... crazy amounts of good stuff. So we've got this two-part pilot, which we're going to show everybody in the next week or two, which we're going to release. And we've got the short film, which we can now show people. And we're going to do 10 of these, including this was a 9 more episodes of this. We have t-shirts. I mean, we were literally sewing shirts. We made shirts by hand.
Hand-woven
shirts. You got like pigment from an Alaskan Indian tribe, and you made the pigment that we used for the print.
Yeah, out of a seal's bladder.
Yeah, it was seal bladder pigment.
Yeah,
and it made just some of the most physically beautiful prints we've ever seen.
Yeah.
We both weeped.
The
we
colors wept for, are weepingly stunning.
Yeah, we couldn't even handle it. At one point, the one that we kept in the glass case, I still look at and I weep. When I see it.
You do.
When I need a good cry, I get it all out when I look at that.
Hmm.
So 9 episodes, t-shirts, short film, pilot. It's just, it's going to be sort of amazing explosion of content.
Of content. So hopefully that'll be all out and visible somewhere.
Yeah. You'll have to find it. We won't actually link to it. It'll just be sort of on some chat room from
It'll sort of be
AOL.
Like a viral viral little web story,
like except, literally viral. We will create a virus.
Yeah. No, it'll install a virus in your computer. But where we gonna go with this one? 2021 speed shoes. Yep.
They just enable you to walk faster.
Yeah. Everything. Increased speed.
Does it also increase your other limbs, or are your feet just out of control?
I think it'll just be better. You're saying out of control, as if your feet are just going to move faster. Sort of like when they make Superman run fast in movies, like how just speed it up, like a big blur. It's going to be just like that, but in real life.
Okay. And then, well, here's the question that I have a feeling there might be a little danger involved with, you know, the airport, they have the moving walkways. What if you get on one of the moving walkways with the speed shoes? Are you just like traveling through time, basically? Yep. I mean, are you going to get to the other side and it's 1970?
Yeah, you'd probably time travel.
Okay. Well done.
Thank you very
Congratulations.
Much.
Congratulations.
You're welcome.
You have succeeded. This is like at the end of an 80s video game where it's just a black screen with white text that says you have finished the game.
Yeah, with that weird like italic exclamation point.
Yep. And you've gone all this way, all this hard work, and then you're staring at this stupid screen saying, that's it. That's all I get for all my hard work.
And a bunch of Japanese names scrolling by.
Exactly. That is
That's pretty much what
this
is
happening right now. Yep. Yes. But there's so much to look forward to. There's so much coming in the future.
And yep, level 2.
That's right. The princess is in another castle.
But we promise it won't suck as much as Zelda 2.
True. Fact. It'd be very hard, actually, to do anything that was that bad.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I guess welcome back. You're not planning on sleeping outside my house again,
no,
are you?
No, back to our old podcasting days. Yeah. I'm going to be sleeping on the stoop.
Okay.
Begging for change.
Good.
And just sort of taunting your cats.
Yeah, it feels like the old days, you know?
Yeah,
it's
does.
It's a classic. Everything's kind of sepia-toned. It's all very warm and fuzzy. The edges are blurry.
Yep, I'm wearing a fedora.
Yep, it's good.
Smoking opium.
Yeah, you know what hasn't changed?
What?
Still sponsored by Segment Publishing.
Oh, wow.
Segpub.net. They're rolling out some sort of crazy internet hosting thing in the U.S. soon. I don't even know what it is. I don't understand these things. I mean, somebody says the word server to me, and I just immediately dump in my pants.
I take a computer. You do.
Yeah.
I take a computer. I plug it into the wall.
Done.
I clap twice. Yep. Magic happens.
Yeah. Don't plug your computer into the clapper. I keep telling you that. Every time I'm at your place and we celebrate, it turns off. You keep losing documents. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's not a convenient choice that I made, especially after you gave me that hat with the pull cord and the clapping hand.
It's a vicious cycle. I keep telling you, you're losing important documents every single time you do that. So stop.
Yeah. No, it's a New Year's resolution of mine. I need to like take hold of this problem.
Good. Well, here's another problem that we've solved. This episode's done. More in the future. Suck on it podcast style.
Welcome to me laughing.
It didn't take very long. We got a minute into it at least. Yeah.
All right. So sorry. It sounds so familiar. Yeah. It's like old times. You hate me.
Borax. It gets vomit off of dogs.
All right. Yep.
Borax. It gets urine out of soft shell tacos.
Jesus.
Oh boy.
Yes. What was it called?
Blood Diamond.
Oh, that makes sense. I would have called that movie Leonardo DiCaprio's African Adventure. But I don't. Can I do it again? Don't plug your computer into the. Don't plug your.
all right. Especially after you gave me that hat with the pull cord and the clapping hands.
Yes. It's a horrible cycle. That's ridiculous. Now I'm just pulling on this hat and your computer just turning off.